Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. He's faithful. You just want to listen to that song and never stop and just worship the Lord because He is faithful. And we say yes and amen. That was Halal Africa featuring our very own Lebus Khovela, God of Abraham. 28 minutes it is, just after 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Some beautiful faces have entered the studio. Praise the Lord. Okay, some handsome faces and one beautiful face. Minister Kagiso, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, my sister?
I am blessed.
Blessed to be here.
You're blessed to be welcome. Is it your first time at
it's
Radio
my
Pulpit?
First time at Radio
Pulpit. Mara, you look like a regular.
Yeah, I guess I'm here always in the spirit.
So now you are here in the physical.
Yes,
welcome. Muruti Maluleke, how are you?
No, I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Muruti Makatile, how are you?
I'm well and yourself.
I am blessed of the Lord. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
I think Maluleke was here last week. Am I correct?
Yes.
Were you together with Pastor Pizzo? How did I miss you, Pastor Pizzo? And for sure it was you who was talking a lot than Mr. Pastor Maluleke again.
He talks too much.
Swungile wakalana. And the pastors, my family, are all from the sons of Kingdom Embassy, which is hosting the Apostolic Conference taking place from the 13th to the 15th of September. We are already in that week. Yo, it's already here. And we were talking with you offline. We were talking with you before we started. I know that there was an accident, but you are here.
Yes.
Pastor Maluleke was involved in an accident, but you are here.
The Lord is so wonderful.
So the enemy is saying you shouldn't speak about the apostolic move of God in South Africa.
You know, today in the morning when I woke up, I just felt a push to pray.
Yeah.
And then as I was praying, I didn't even know what I'm praying for. However, I just prayed in the spirit, and on my way now, I just hear this sound and then the car lost control. But praise God, we are here.
So you were hit?
So on the suspicion, something broke.
Ish.
Like, yes. Mm. And then when I tried to apply brakes, the car just started spinning. And then by the grace of God, it came to a halt,
and we are here. We thank God
so
for your life.
All I can say is that surely the Lord has delivered me from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence, and His people shall prevail.
May the Lord keep keeping the whole organizers of the conference, because it says, the enemy says, shut up. Do not talk about it. But God is saying, let's move forward.
Amen.
And I hope all is well with you.
All is well.
I have seen people coming out of accidents and like, huh? So you are the huh kind of person?
The song we're playing just now, I'm basically saying yes and amen to that.
And may the Lord, Holy Spirit, like really fix your car. So, Kagiso, what's happening on the 13th through the 15th?
What's happening on the 13th till the 15th? We are hosting Apostle Aroma Osai, who's coming from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of our parents, spiritual parents, actually, our leader, spiritual parents. So we're excited. Each time he comes, there's just something new. There's just word of revelation that we get, impartation, the power and the move of God to happen. You know, the signs and wonders of God, we get to experience them firsthand. So we're excited that we are hosting him again this weekend, from Friday, 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 5:30 p.m., and on Sunday at 9 a.m.
Where?
It's in Devland, Johannesburg. So, yeah, Old Fifth Road.
Right? Yes.
Verenigung Road.
And if family members would like to know more and they got questions, where can they contact you?
So they can visit our Facebook page at Kingdom Embassy, Devland, or they can go to www.kingdomembassy.org.za.
Alrighty then. So we're talking about the move of the Lord, the apostolic, to be specific, apostolic move of God. And one would ask a question, what is that?
Well, primarily that has to deal with foundational work. You know, we've got Apostles of the Lamp, which were the original disciples that were walking with the Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And you can never have such again, because nobody else will walk with Jesus at that close proximity.
No, but we will when he comes back. Until
no,
then.
But the context here
until
is...
Until then,
yeah,
yes.
The context here also is... these are guys that were given the right to write scripture. You know? And obviously Paul is included. But with Paul, we look at him as an apostle of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because then he comes once the Lord is gone.
Yeah.
And if you look at several things that happen in scripture, I mean, the first message that Peter preaches, he quotes Joel. So what happens with apostles and apostolic house, the emphasis has to deal with taking us back to the original intent of scripture so that we then can clarify. So you find that with apostolic work, the basis is to be able to bring the truth of what the writer, because we believe that there's only one author, who's
who
the,
is
Holy,
the Lord,
Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And then there are several writers that he had chosen. Hence, we don't also find contradictions in scripture, because there was one spirit that was leading all these gentlemen to write. I mean, take example for Moses. Moses writes the back of God, if we put it in the context, because he was not there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's able to give us a clear picture of what was happening before that time.
Mm.
And when you go to Paul as well, there's a verse where Peter says the things that Paul is writing are hard, because this is a man who's able to dovetail. He takes from the old and he brings to the new, so that there's clarity, there's context, there's also the ability for us to be able to live by. Because remember now, with scripture, we understand that there's translations and transliterations. From the original languages, Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic.
Yebo.
So it cascades down to where we are in order for us to be able to understand what is the basis of it, you know. And unfortunately, also with that, we then find people who will then have arguments about letters and all these things without understanding that the very same God is the one who touched the tongue for us to have multiple languages. So if you're going to argue, So let me put it this way. Apostles then have the grace to be able to look at such and bring clarification to saying what was the context and the reality that was needed when languages then were given in multiplicity in order for us to be able to get to be where we are. So an apostolic move or an apostolic conference is something that seeks to bring us to the original intent.
So we're going back to basics.
Yes.
Going back to the basics.
Yes.
I love what the Lord Jesus Christ says. And he says, is it the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe it's the Lord Jesus Christ who says, how blessed are those who believe without seeing. So we are that generation. Moses can say, I saw the back of God. The disciples can say, we touched, even the like Thomas did, you know. We ate with him. And now we are the generation that believed even without seeing him. And so we are going back to the basics. What is it that we are, the Lord is, why is it the Lord taking us back? Is it because he's preparing for his coming and he's making sure that the bride is ready for his return?
Yes. You know, God always wants to walk with men. And the Bible says, unless two agree, they can never walk together. So he wants us to be aligned with him, be it in prayer, be it in the word, as the man of God has been saying. So God is calling us to alignment with him. God wants to reveal himself. The Bible says that the Israelites, they knew the acts of God. However, Moses knew the ways of God.
And we?
And we are the co-laborers together with him.
Hallelujah.
We have something way better than Moses had. So he wants to reveal himself, you know, face to face. With Moses, he says, yes, I spoke to him face to face. But with us, God is walking in us. God is talking through us. He's no longer just speaking through prophets, but he's speaking through the Son, Christ Jesus, through us. So he wants us to become one with him. Everywhere we show up, you know, God wants to be represented. So Christ is in us and we are in him. The same way God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, Christ is in us and we are reconciling the world. Nobody, Jesus said something powerful. He said, if you have seen me,
you have seen the Father.
You have seen the Father. Mm. And that is the testimony that he wants us to have. Mm. That if the people of the world have seen us,
they've seen Jesus.
They have seen Jesus.
They've seen the Father.
They've seen the Father.
Sure.
So during this conference, God is calling us back to alignment. Things are changing in the spirit. Our prayer lives will never be the same. Our level of consecration will never be the same. We will walk in righteousness and we shall see those fruits manifesting. As the bride of Christ, as the church will shine brighter and brighter.
Sure. Pastor Pizzo, is it because that we are not aligned? We are not within the apostolic move, or should I say, we are not in the back to basics, that God is taking us back? Because so many of us are crying to see the move of God. People getting healed, people getting delivered, things are happening within the body of Christ, but we struggle to see that. Is it why God is taking us back?
Definitely. You know, there are simple things, and without offending many, if you look at, let's look at how people love titles as well, you know. Paul writes to Timothy, and Paul as an apostle speaks to, I believe, Timothy as an apostle. And then he gives him governmental structure. And in that, he then speaks to Timothy to saying, he who desires the office of a bishop desires a noble thing. But the Ephesians 4:11 gifts don't possess that of a bishop. Now, you find that in our time, part of the challenges is that many bishops have usurped an authority above that of an apostle. And we also don't find that scripturally. And you find that there are certain things, if you look at John 17, where many people are desiring to go to heaven. But if you read the entire context, we actually are the houses that Jesus is speaking about. So there's then the misconception that needs to be rectified that has been preached for a long period of time. So what happens is that in every eon of time, there would be a message that will be released by the Lord. It will be emphasized. But unfortunately, because we are men, you find that certain men would then insert certain things in the message of the Lord. You know, we see that also with Eve, when she was having a conversation with the serpent. There's nowhere where God says, don't touch. She adds that, you know, and it could be something so minor that you don't pay attention to it. But God is very detailed, because he does not then communicate with us with half-baked information. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we have to be aligned is so that we can then be the very same bride that Christ came to die for. Because if we are not aligned with him, we won't be able to embody him. We won't be able to have our heart-to-heart conversation with him. So, you know, and the apostolic, to be honest, if you look at do history and so forth, I think in South Africa, I know a group that will be celebrating about 30 years of them being the apostolic. I think what we are seeing now is the labor of those that have went before us, and we are going to be beneficiaries of those. So we also need to capture the heart of God in as far as the apostolic is concerned, so that we may
Ruth,
be able...
When you say this, I'm reminded there's a scripture that says, then arose a generation that did not know God.
Yes. Mm.
So others have tilted the ground.
Exactly. Mm.
But what generation are we?
Yeah. So we have to then enforce. So so this is where we need to really give ourselves up to saying, as Peter, my life no longer matters. What matters is that which God is communicating, you know, and also being aligned with individuals that can breathe sufficiently to us. And this is not a call for us to being rebellious to those who have went before us, you know, because part of what we also find most of the time with these moves of God is that the young and the old tend to have challenges coming together. And
no, this is for the young. It's for the old generation.
Yeah.
So the move of God, it should be for the body of Christ.
Exactly.
Right? It's about everyone.
Yes.
And
across.
If I were to interject, you know, God is also removing the issue of denominations.
Mm-hmm.
We are now more focused on my church, Maluleke International
Ministries. He's not about that. He's not about the four walls.
God is about his kingdom,
Amen.
You know. So each and every denomination is basically a hand, an eye, a nose, but one body. So God is bringing that alignment back so that we move, we shift from this mindset of empires.
Is he calling us back to himself?
To himself, before we are sent.
He is the word, right?
Yeah.
So is he calling us back to the word?
Definitely.
The word.
I think that's where then we need to say, we need to stop having arguments about doctrine. You know, because the Bible says doctrine is for reproof, edification and correction. We have to love doctrine because doctrine then enables us to study properly the things that the Bible will speak about so that when we teach them, because there should be a whole lot of emphasis in the teaching, because we are anointed to heal the sick and to do all these things, right? But the emphasis should be teaching. Jesus taught and then he did, right? So we should be, because
so it is... So teach the word as is.
Yes, because there is in that teaching where we are able to then allow the Holy Spirit to also show us the discrepancies that the entire body has then brought into the work of the Lord, so that there's clarification, there's probably us going back to the things that were basic and correct in order for us to be able to speak from one position. Because it shouldn't be, I mean, as a body, the Bible does say, to say, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit, sons and daughters. You know, it gives mm-hmm, us that language of the prophetic.
The old ones will dream dreams.
Exactly.
Yes.
So all of us, if we can just unite in Christ and facilitate the things of the Lord from a rested position, because he's our rest. Mm. And once we rest in him, it's easy for us to disseminate that which God wants to be disseminated in a particular time. Because you'll also go to different apostolic houses, there will be different emphasis, but at the end of the day, it should point us to the same God.
Mm. So it's all about the agenda, Yezul.
Uh-huh. Mm.
All right. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what surprises me is that we have young people in SCMs, SCOs, SCFs, and all those organizations that they have at tertiary institutions. And what you find there is children are coming from all different denominations, but they can work together. They have the word of God governing them. Is this what we're talking about today?
It is, as long as Christ is the center. We can't, we can still gather together, but Christ may not be the center. So the issue is that it's not...
Oh, yes, but they gather because of Christ.
Yes.
He is the sole reason they
yes.
gather. And so you wonder why you don't experience fights between the children. Mm-hmm. And yet when after school, when everybody's at there, we go back to the denominations. Mm-hmm. No, I am Pizzo, I am Maluleke, I am Makafani, you know, and we do not meet. So it's all about going back. How do we then recognize the move of God during this time so that we do not miss it?
You know,
does it look like?
One of the beautiful things about God is that he knows how to capture our hearts. You may not, you know, in the beginning, not everything will be easily explained by all of us. But you can tell in your heart of hearts that this is something God is doing. He will never fake his move. He'll never lie to us. The move will be there, because then what happens also is that when God does a move, he then also activates our hearts to be able to seek for this that is happening. Then later on, what happens as we gather and we meet one another, terminologies come in place. We then start to understanding, oh, this is how this is defined, or this is how we do this thing. But even before that time, I mean, we see when you look into other nations that God is doing a great work, even though there's no necessarily evangelism that is going on. But we hear people saying, the Lord came to me. And these are nations that would not have accepted the Lord initially. But what is he doing? He's going there himself. And there's nothing that you can do with someone that has met the Lord, because their testimony, their way of thinking, their way of approaching things totally changes. So this mm-hmm. is where we are going to have a mindset that is extremely Christocentric. Our approach will be extremely Christocentric, because even in places where we say the gospel can't go, the man who owns everything is going there himself. You know, and mm-hmm. this is what we see.
And also, you know, Jesus is winning everywhere. most of the times we miss the move of God because we are looking for the dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the supernatural.
Mm. And yet the supernatural is not always spectacular. Mm-hmm. You know, God doesn't always to come. The reason for the bush burning and yet being consumed was for Moses to pay attention. Mm. The moment he paid attention...
But the word is not on the bush that's burning.
No, no. Right. God wanted just to capture his attention. And then from then on, we never hear about the burning of the bush again.
Yes.
So even now, some of the things that we can look out for is that men are now more hungry for God. If you look at it, even in our locations, in our communities, sangomas are coming to the Lord in numbers. People that we... so-called hardcore sinners, they are turning to the Lord. You know, God and the level of hunger that is out there. People, that's why Jesus says the harvest
is ready.
Is ready. Only the laborers, he's just looking for someone who will be bold enough to just open up their mouth and share their experience with the Lord. You are at work, and through the station now, you are transmitting the life of God. You are touching lives. So, love, look at how much of the love of God is flowing through you. That one may not make people to shake and fall down. However, the revival has begun in South Africa and in the whole world.
Wow, the revival has begun in South Africa and in the whole world. What is our duty henceforth as we are, before henceforth, Pastor Pizzo, as we are preparing for the move of God in our lives? I can see somebody or hear somebody saying, God is talking to me right now. What am I doing right now? What do I need to... So how do we prepare ourselves, or how do we receive the move of God in our individual lives?
You know, I think sometimes we need to understand that God is not in a rush. We are in a rush. And also, you know, scripture is beautiful, because if we go to the book of Genesis, when you look at how Joseph speaks to the family about the stars, the moon, and the sun, the family immediately knew what Joseph was speaking about, because everything happened within that time and they could understand such a language. So the challenge then also becomes with us in our days, that certain things we are not aware of because there has been so many changes that have happened in our lives. You know, I mean, basic words that would have been easy for us to communicate with, they have been changed. Mm. Their meanings have been changed. So God is not looking for any dramatic thing. If he has spoken to you, that which he has spoken will come alive. The only thing you need to do is pursue him. He's not removing you holistically from that which you need to be able to do. And I think also that most of the time, you know, if also we speak about people who say they have callings, you know, sometimes we all come and say, I am called to do this, you know. I think the calling is more to God than to the people.
Amen.
That once you have then spent time with God, found people that God will lead you to be able to assist you, then there will be a commissioning. Then there will be the mandate that you will need to express. So the dilemma that I think we have had in churches globally is that everybody wakes up, they are called, but they don't understand it's a process. The calling is an invitation to the Father to say, come, let's have a conversation. Let me shape your mind. Let me shape your thinking.
So we want to rush out before we are sent out.
I mean, the Bible says he's not going to come until the bride is proper. So if you are saying you are rushing now, it's evident the bride is not proper.
You know, you'll experience
the eyelashes are not balanced. You know,
I think one of the great examples is the Samaritan woman.
Yeah.
She encounters Jesus, and before she sits at the feet of Jesus, she decides that she's going to run off and start evangelizing.
Not cooked
yet. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But the information she then spreads is that Jesus is a prophet, instead of saying this is the Messiah.
Yeah.
But those that she evangelized to, when they come and they sit sit at the feet of Jesus for two days.
Yeah.
They were sitting and they say that we have found the Messiah. So they then speak a different language. So I think the great move of God starts with intimacy with God, our relationship with Him, going back, spending time with Him, as He says, studying His Word, because He is the Word. That, you know, when John says that He is the Word before time, it means that before He was a Son, He was the Word. We got to see the manifestation of the Son, but before that, He was the Word. As God spoke, He was speaking Christ, you know, on all the earth. So I think when we go back to understanding that it's the first, the intimacy with God, you know, hearing the footsteps of God in our private spaces, that before we then go out and speak about this God, that we are transformed into His image and His likeness first.
Sure. Yeah. You remind me of a guy who heard the Lord saying China. He packed his bags and went to China, started preaching, and he was persecuted there. And when he's crying to the Lord says, I was calling you to pray for China. Yeah. Never said go to China and preach. Mm-hmm. And so we need, it means that this time around, we need to be very sensitive to the Lord.
What does it mean when God says, He calls us to wait upon Him? The duty of a waiter, even in a restaurant, is to serve. So waiting upon the Lord doesn't connote
sitting. We serve Him while we wait. We serve Him while we wait.
It means we are paying attention. We are sitting. We are finding out, what do you expect of me? So we are in prayer. He said, you are anointed, you are called, yes, but tarry in Jerusalem until.
Now, as we are wrapping up, I don't like time at this current moment. Time, I don't like you right now. All right, but as we are wrapping up, most of us, we sit under ministries and we are blessed by a conference, the Apostolic Conference. And when we come out, after a few days, we are back to square one. How do we fix that? We are coming on the 13th and the 15th. We'll be attending the Apostolic Conference at 5 Old Vereniging Road, Divland, right? And so how do we capture that fire and run with it throughout?
In 30 seconds, let me say this. Jesus said there are different kinds of hearts. So the sower, the duty of the sower is to sow the seed. But some will fall on, some will fall on, and some will fall on. So what one can do now is to prepare their heart so that the message that we're going to hear there is not something just to just get us excited. And when the realities of life happens, the word is quenched.
Sure.
You see. So one must prepare their hearts and know that, you know, like Samuel, the Bible says, and the Lord revealed Himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
So wait for the Lord to reveal Himself.
Wait for the Lord to reveal Himself.
Your closing statements, Pastor Bizo. I got a second.
You know, God will always speak to us. I'll use the same example of Samuel. Samuel was called several times. He always went to Eli. So at most of the time, you find that God will lead us to people whom we can identify with that are on earth, who have walked the journey. And those people will be able to guide us, you know, and then we'll be able to take it from there. At the end of the day, we must also then understand we have a responsibility also to pursue Him. It's a relationship.
It's a relationship. Your closing statement, Minister Makafani.
I think one of the things that I'll close with is saying I'm grateful for the likes of Apostle K and Apostle Jimmy Manganyi that we sit under. We are able to, after the conference, still continue to digest and ingest proper doctrine and be challenged. You know, I think after each and every session we have on Sunday, we are challenged to go out, do the work of God, do, you know, within your space, within your confinement, that is not only limited to church. So I think after this conference, people need to go back and say, in my space, where can I represent God well?
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Makafani, Pastor Madileke, and Pastor Makatile. So, time. All right, family, do remember it's happening on the 13th to the 15th of September 2024 at the 5th Old Vereniging Road in Divland, Johannesburg. For more information, you can dial 061-527-2726. Don't miss it. 061-527-2726. 2726. And you will also have Minister Glenda Koka ministering there and Minister Lucas Maluma also being part of the conference from the 13th to the 15th. The numbers 061-527-2726. Love you, family. I'm signing out. We are meeting in the morning tomorrow at 9:00. Love you. Living with your sounds of Kolimcongo, consistent God. And we say hello to Germany. Yoane Else.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.